This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Herbicide resistance is building in Iowa water hemp. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Recently, Bayer reported a suspected dicamba-resistant water hemp population in Iowa. Now, Corteva has also discovered a suspected 2,4-D-resistant water hemp population in Wright County. Megan Anderson, Extension Field Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, said more studies will be done first before they can be certain that this population is resistant to 2,4-D.
Well, suspected population, so that's always, it's kind of an intensive process to go through to prove that a population is surviving 2,4-D at an unexpectedly high rate compared with like what a natural population out in the environment might do. And so I believe they've gone through one round of testing and they'll do one more this spring. And so if it survives like they think it has been, right, if it's proven to be resistant, then they should be able to do that yet this summer.
Anderson said that farmers need to have a full weed management program to slow the evolution of herbicide resistance while still controlling weeds like water hemp.
Making sure that we are using, focusing on that kind of whole system of the chemistry, everything from when we start out in the spring, making sure that we are using full rates of effective pre-emergent herbicides, and then following up with a timely manner using effective post herbicides. And oftentimes we're going to want more residual in because of the way water hemp grows, right? It just emerges over such a long period of time that we need to have a long period of weed control to be able to effectively try to manage it. But we are kidding ourselves if we think that herbicides are going to, be what we'll be able to get away with.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.